particularly in view of the fact that the policing boards are no longer, and because that was the main forum for people to advance their concerns through either the elected representatives who were members of the policing board or other members of the community representing various interest groups. So now that the policing board is no longer in place, this form of consultation, it's absolutely imperative that it be engaged in to a large extent, you know, by members of the public who have the concerns, because there is no other vehicle available to them in order to forward them. And there are many concerns in terms of, you know, rural crime and epidemic of drugs, etc., across communities. And I would urge everybody who are in a position to attend to do so, and to, you know, make no secret of the concerns that they have to the authorities, because it's very important that the authorities are well informed as to what is concerning the citizens in any centre of population.
One of the main concerns in County Leitrim, and indeed the wider North West, is a general lack of Gardaí here in this region. Do you feel that perhaps maybe an Garda Síor Cónaí should prioritise maybe having the correct and sufficient numbers in the force here locally before determining any policing priorities?
Well, I suppose the essential part of any policing is to have the people on the ground, and the shortage that you refer to has obviously led to a, you know, a reduction in the efficiency with which policing can be conducted. So that's essential that be got right. Now, I don't know how much progress to date has been made in terms of, you know, because there were a lot of promises made about upping the number of recruits to Templemore, hence the availability of Gardaí to be deployed across the country. But I know that many small towns and villages, and particularly rural areas, see little or no evidence of Gardaí in their area. And it's important that that's rectified.